to halt Haiti's spiraling crisis. Stocks are sharply higher. The Dow is up 255 points. This is SRN News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Let that nice warming trend begin. In fact, today will be pretty comfortable with a high temperature in the lower 70s. That's close to normal, mostly sunny skies. Then partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. More sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. We'll be near 80 Thursday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms returns to the forecast by late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms widespread on Friday. Locally heavy rain. And the risk of rain continues over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
1819 News.
State lawmaker John Rogers has agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges and to also step down from his position within the Alabama House of Representatives. Last summer, Rogers was charged for taking part in a scheme to defraud the Jefferson County Community Service Fund. He was charged along with fellow state lawmaker Fred Plump Jr. and Plump Jr.'s assistant, Barry Kindle. Plum has already resigned from his public office, and Kindle has pleaded guilty to conspiring with both Rogers and Plum to defraud the fund, which occurred between 2018 and 2022. All three were charged by U.S. Attorney Prim Escalona after an investigation by special federal agents from the IRS and the FBI. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Good news out of Blount County. A runaway 10-year-old girl has been found by authorities and is in a safe place. Alexa Bliss went missing on Sunday morning from her Bluntsville home and was found on Monday afternoon. Governor Ivey announces that a new company is coming to Dothan. Southern Roots Nut Company will expand into the area and bring 100 jobs with them. The company will be investing $16 million for a new facility and the reconstruction of another existing building. This will create a center for processing, storing, and distributing the raw pecans. The NASA SpaceX capsule dropped down to Earth early this Tuesday morning. The Dragon Endurance landed in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida Panhandle coastline. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there. It's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. For Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
In the afternoon, and now it is a leading story on 1819 News. I saw this clip a little earlier today, but Nick Saban essentially talking about how, well, all the things he grew up loving, all the things he thought college football was all about, it's just not there anymore. And I think he really is laying it at the feet of NIL. I believe he is laying it at the feet of this brand new. Well, it's become all about the money. Well, yeah, but didn't it, this is what I find interesting, wasn't it, when, did it become all about the money when the players got paid, or when the big TV contracts were going out? When athletic departments, especially big football schools, started funding everything else around the campus in terms of athletic. When did it become about the money exactly? Not saying, and I'm not necessarily disagreeing with Nick Saban at all, but I am wondering, well, when exactly did it become all about the money? And I'm not just talking about college football, but here is Coach Saban sitting next to Senator Ted Cruz. Never thought I'd see that shot before, but here they are at a short clip here, a meeting, and Saban, well, talks about what have you seen, the changes in college football over all the years of his coaching?
Well, all the things that I believed in for all these years, 50 years of coaching, no longer exist in college athletics. So it's always about developing players. It was always about helping people be more successful in life. My wife even said to me, we'd have all the recruits over on Sunday with their parents for breakfast, and she would always meet with the mothers and talk about how she was going to help and impact their sons and how they would be well taken care of. And she came to me, you know, like right before I retired and said, why are we doing this? And I said, what do you mean? She said, all they care about is how much you're going to pay them. They don't care about how you're going to develop them, which is all what we've always done. So why are we doing this?
Mm. Well, I think they've got a point, though. And it is a shame. I have friends who went to the University of Alabama, and some had the privilege of working with the recruiting program there under Saban. And so they saw Saban up close and personal with these kids, these young men he was recruiting. And they said the guy, I mean, he could be very hard, very harsh taskmaster, but he also had a grace and understanding. I think it's what made his team so good. It's what made him such an effective coach on the field, is that he understood that this is about more than X's and O's. It's about building up strong young men. Which, if you don't agree with that, I don't think it should just be about the money. I think you're just wrong there. But, how much did Coach Saban get paid over all these years? So the coaches can get paid gangbusters, and they deserve it. They're winning. These TV networks can make bank off these big, high-profile marketing campaigns because you got all those eyeballs that want to watch Alabama play on a college football Saturday. So it's all right when corporate America and the elite make a bunch of money, but it's now not about the players. I don't think the making of money for players is necessarily mutually exclusive from building up strong young men who have their minds right. Will there be guys now who make the choice because they can to go into the portal, jump to some other team just for the money? Sure. But I'd imagine you're still going to have players, including blue chip recruits, who say, I want to go to this particular school because I want more than just money. The money might be there. I might get a great licensing deal. I'd imagine even with Saban there, you can get a heck of a lot of a great licensing deal and still be a great player and grow up there, mature there. I just found that interesting. Very interesting. When exactly did it become all about the money? 272-9228. Now, he goes on to say, how does this even impact other sports relative to Title IX, relative to non-revenue sports? How do we continue to create some kind of model moving forward where we do improve the quality of life of the student athlete, but create some kind of balance in terms of competitive balance, which all venues have some guidelines and rules that create some kind of competitive balance, which right now we don't have in college athletics. It's whoever wants to pay the most money, raise the most money, buy the most players is going to have the best opportunity to win. I don't think that's the spirit of college athletics. I don't think it's ever been the spirit of what we want in college athletics. That's my major concern, the combination of pay for play, free agency, and how that impacts development. Saban, you know, maybe we just got a glimpse into why he retired. I think we might have. But I think when it became about money, it was long before the players started getting paid. Give me a break. Well, let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Please play that baby crying thing for saving for me, Joey. Please, sir. Because, hell, he didn't whine when he got paid $4 million when he got there. And he got several raises since then. He didn't turn down any of those, did he?
No. He didn't turn any of that down. How you doing, Duke?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
I had to go right on into that one because, he's a hypocrite. You know, he got his. You know, a few players along the way got broke up along the way. And, yeah, they sit down home now, flipping through scrawls and all that and not getting any money. Huh?
Yeah,
pro throw.
Well, he goes on, he says he favors some type of revenue sharing alternate to the status quo where athletes are also allowed to profit off their NIL through advertisements and brand deals. He said, quote, Bryce Young had a Nissan deal that was a national deal. He had a Dr. Pepper deal that was a national deal. He had a BMW deal that was a national deal. He earned those. That's what name, image, and likeness was supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be an opportunity for us to create something that would pay players. Because the genie is out of the bottle, we should do something to revenue share and still have those name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Old Nicky boy can't buy the best players by himself anymore. See, everybody else buying them too, so he was all mad and swole up now and quit the game, see, because all that. See, don't get me started with Nicky boy. I'm glad you're gone, Nicky boy. Now stop whining.
Wow. Wow. Now, Duke, of all the things you have said on these airwaves, and you said a lot, and so have I.
I mean, what's the guy at LSU? When time he showed up, he got, what, so many millions, and Nick got jealous and had to get his bumped up a little bit more, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's. Right. I think Saban's got a point, but it is a little rich. It's like, when did it become all about the money? Come on, man.
You know, look at Hugh Freeze. Old Gus told him how to get him some. They go out there and lose you 2 or 3 games. He had to buy you in 2 or 3 years, you know?
Well, and it seems like a lot of these folks just have a problem with capitalism. It's almost like Saban's a socialist.
Old Bama's like a whine, and all of a sudden, I don't care about y'all whining. Bama's, it's time for y'all to get some payback.
Well, and no, dude, get the load of this quote. He goes on. He says, quote, "You're going to create a caste system where the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer, and eventually the fans will look at it like, I really don't want to watch this game. I don't think this funding collectives is sustainable because eventually people are going to say, I don't want to continue to do this because we're paying a player and the player is not there." And it's like, what do you mean the rich getting richer and the poor getting poor? They weren't getting paid hardly. They weren't getting paid anything. While these schools are built, they're like these huge little cities. Like, I saw it happen at Auburn. It's absurd.
He's starting to sound like a... No, I ain't saying about her. Cause she, you know, I sat at my table earlier today. I ain't saying about her. I sat at my table today. And
You sat at your table?
Table, I thought about some stuff. I ain't saying nothing about her. Oh, let me go before I get started.
Wait, you're not going to do an impersonation of Senator Brett?
I don't want to have a slip of the tongue talking about her today.
Well, it's fair if you want to talk about Senator Brett.
I'm going to be a nice guy today. I'm going to say nothing bad for her because she came on your show and everything, and you know, and everything. She's a sweet person and everything.
She looked great.
Nice ways. She's a sweet person, you know. All right, let me leave it at that. Bye.
Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this? Hello? You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. Is this me?
Yes.
Hey, sorry. It's Josh, man.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to Barner Radio. I agree with a lot of what y'all are saying. Saban, he produced a product. He was a CEO of an organization that produced a good product. A lot of those kids ended up going to the NFL and making multi-million dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. Now, with the transition with NIL and everything, it's, all right, what do you give me if I come there? I don't have to shake my ability anymore. Just kind of twin to the wayside. The times are changing, as Bob Dylan would say.
Well, I don't mind the idea of, like, tightening up how people could move. Like, if you made a commitment, you made a commitment, damn it. And I don't care if somebody gave you a better offer. There could be some ways to tighten that up. But the idea of that this all of a sudden became about money when the players started getting paid, give me a break.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you 100% on that, man. But, all right, well, guess I'm listening always. I'll let you later.
Appreciate it, Josh. Again, 272-9228, if you want to hop in and join the program, that's 272-9228. And I'm even talking to some of y'all watching online, some of y'all watching on the X platform. Give us a call wherever you're watching or listening from. And, the X platform at the Joey Clark or Joey Clark Live on YouTube, if you want to watch the live stream and comment. And we've got some comments flowing in. Gumtown John, my old friend, says the NCAA is to blame for the NIL issues. Shouldn't have been a surprise to anyone because the NCAA is inept. You know, the NCAA lost their monopoly over the money, and that was what they were good for. He goes on. He says the NIL just made everything above board. So now every school could have their own Pony Express like SMU did, yeah, to get their respective quote-unquote death penalty. Yeah, like, again, a lot of this was going on behind the scenes anyway. Mark Cumby weighing in saying it was Nick's contract that he made $1 more than any other coach in college football. That's a great rule. Who's the agent that negotiated that contract? That's a pay that man, too. Like, all of a sudden, self-interest, again, self-interest is not necessarily at odds with all the other values. The whole point of being maturing from a young man to a grown man is, you can go on in life and accomplish a lot of great things. You better believe me, before NIL, part of the pitch was if you come to Alabama and you perform well, you're going to get that NFL contract. You'll be ready, much more ready for the NFL than some other schools could offer you and other programs and other schemes. Jimmy Sexton is Saban's agent. Okay. Well, give Mr. Sexton a ton in gold. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Jimmy Sexton represents just about everybody.
No wonder.
I mean, he represented that dude in Washington before he came to Alabama, DeBoer.
Oh, yeah. Man, that makes sense.
He represents Lane Kiffin. He represents, what's that other dude over in South Carolina that they thought was coming? Anyway.
Yeah, my friend's saying he represents like 90% of the SEC coaches.
That, okay, well, I could have just said that and saved time. But, okay, there's two ways to do this. One, well, actually, the second way is the way I prefer. The first way, I don't prefer this, is you don't play the players anything. They get a college scholarship. That's it. If the NFL wants to use it as a farm system, then let them pay for it. Okay. The second way to do it is, yeah, okay, you get NIL, make all you can, but you sign a contract. So if you sign, say, with Alabama, and your NIL money is coming in, then you're stuck here 5 years, just like the NFL does. When you're in the and you can't transfer. See, right now there's twice a year they can transfer. Of course, everybody can transfer anytime the coach changes. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But the NFL people, I mean, you're there. In fact, they just tagged, what they call it, franchise tag. They just put franchise tags on a lot of people that their contract was up, and they said, nope, we're putting a franchise tag on Joey Clark. He can't work for another radio station for a year. Well, of course, y'all got that anyway.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, thanks for the reminder.
They can't work for if they work, they can't play football. So right. So if they put a franchise, they can only do one. They got one player. They can pick that player. His contract is up. He could free agent to go somewhere else. And they go, nope, you're a franchise player. So he's stuck for another year. But see, we don't have any contracts with the college players. So this would be the better way to do it is make the players sign a contract when they take NIL money. Now, is it fair? Because there's going to be a lot of people that aren't getting NIL money. The rowing team's not, the fishing team's not, the girls' volleyball not.
How many people want to watch rowing and girls' volleyball? There are a few.
Exactly. There's no money in it.
It's like the complaints by the women's soccer team or the WNBA. It's like, well, when you have the same number of eyeballs on you, okay, we'll talk.
Yeah, but they all say we're all athletes, and they want it split up equally.
Break.
Yeah, but so anyway, it is so you can go back to the old school way where you can't pay anybody unless you do like Bear Bryant dropping it, you know, cash in a hay bale out of Texas,
or those expensive handshakes. Yeah.
Or what about at Auburn, man? Mm-hmm. They had all these Camaras out there, and it was a big bass boat. They didn't own them.
Yeah, the Terry Bowden era was. Is interesting, right?
No, this is before this man died.
Oh, wow.
And I'm older than you.
But, you're right,
but,
right.
But anyway, they did not own them. But you know, they had a Ranger bass boat. It was on loan from Ray Scott, who owned the Bassmasters and created it. And then all the new cars were on loan from a dealership. You know, they didn't own them, but they had them.
Right.
Great, man. All right. I don't know. It's a mess. It ain't going to get figured out anytime soon. But at least if they're going to do NIL, make them sign a contract. And then they're stuck. And that's why Saban just said, okay, I'm not going to live long enough for them to get it figured out, so I'm going to do something else. Yeah. I've already done all the damage I can do here. So.
Well, and we'll see. I know Tuberville and Manchin were trying to work on something this from the federal level, and I think Tuberville's also a roundtable day about Title IX with all sorts of different, the less money-making sports, but it should be interesting to see what they come up with. Appreciate the call.
It's going to have to be federal because each state can't do something different. Anyway, all right, buddy, talk to you later. Bye.
Later. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Mr. Pink.
Hey, Mr. Pink, how you doing?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, welcome back, man. Good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you need a vacation, man, to just wash that stuff off of you.
Yeah, no, I had a great time. Always good to see old friends.
Good deal, man. What are we talking about today, man?
I've been all over the place. We were talking about now, right now, Saban essentially saying it's changed. You know, NIL changed everything. It's become all about how much you can pay people. It's become all about the money, which I'm like,
and that's capitalism, baby. That's capitalism.
Right. Right. And when it,
I like it.
Like, when it become about the money, all just when the players got paid? What about those TV contracts? Which, you know, I think exactly. Saban understands that, and a lot of folks understand that now. But, yeah, like, I have no problem with that at all.
Oh, yeah, because not everybody is going to the league. So, I mean, if you can get a million every year, I mean, you can get you a degree, maybe two, and you got a couple of $1 million, you know, you can go buy your mama that house that does what you want to do. You got a nice foundation, man, so I'm not against it.
Yeah, and he was talking about how the whole point was to create values and raise up strong, you know, young men into grown men. I'm like, well, making money is part of becoming a grown man, I thought. Yeah, providing.
But all that stuff that we grew up on, man, it's time to throw it out the door. I'm not saying that. It's just what it is. It's all about that money. No, you can't talk about the values. I had a first cousin with Alabama, Brandon Gibson, scholarship, got 2 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Didn't go to the league. He's doing just fine. Doing knee surgery, you know. And, you know, they take care of the people. I mean, you want to, Nick Saban made you want to play for him. He made you a better person. That's why he busted people. You know, he didn't accept that. I went to a lot of those games, man. I even went to the Iron Bowl and got a good appreciation for Auburn and the Auburn fans, man. They was really nice to me.
Yeah, no, it's a fun rivalry, other than the whole tree poisoning thing and all that. I'm sorry, I can't help it myself. But I appreciate it, Mr. Pink. Appreciate the call, man.
All right. I got a quick question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is everybody trying to get my vote, man? Why is everybody trying to get this black vote?
Oh, it's because if the trends change, like, for instance, the numbers we just shared. I played a BET talking to black voters in Georgia in particular, and it's that 91% went for Biden, 8% something like for Trump. And so if that 91 goes, I'm not a numbers guy, but if it goes to an 85, that can, in a place like Georgia, make a huge difference, and it can win Trump the election. So, it, like, the coalition the Democrats have built over the generations now, if that gets chipped away just a little bit with black voters and with Hispanic voters, the only thing they would be able to bank on is the male-female divide, which is, I think, the biggest divide right now.
Yeah, why not try to get more white voters? Is that, what's wrong with that?
No, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. It's more like what's historically been the breakdown and what gets you over, you know, on the margins, what gets you over. And
well, I don't want any handouts, and you can get my vote if you give me a state. I even take Mississippi. I need to have a governor, 2 senators, and a couple of congress people.
There you go.
Then you can see some change. Like I said, like black people can run their own community. If somebody commits a rape or a murder, trust me, that community is going to take that person out back and do what they got to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to just, like, if you keep giving somebody something, like, they're never going to learn. You got to let them get out there, fail, and then tighten up them bootstraps. So that's all I got to say.
Well, I appreciate it, Ms. Pink.
Yes, sir.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by, again, Montgomery Men's Health. And men, as we get older, and not just as we get older, but definitely as we get older, start to produce less testosterone. It's just a natural thing, especially as you get in your 40s, 50s, 60s. Your T production is just not going to be what it was in your 20s. But here's the deal. There are a lot of young men who are also walking around with low T and they don't know it. They constantly just feel like crap, low energy, no drive really to go throughout the day, physically or mentally, including a decreased sex drive. Just feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Well, knowing whether it's low testosterone causing these issues is huge in combating those issues. And again, there are a lot of guys walking around who don't know that's the underlying problem. So the providers at Montgomery Men's Health can help you understand what's going on with you. They'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have treatments there for low T, if that is in fact your problem. They can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improve sleep patterns, a faster metabolism to get that weight gain off you. You usually even notice an increased libido. And you can actually book the day, the same day as you call. So why not? Right now. Call them up. Montgomery Men's Health, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. And be sure to tell them that Joey from the radio show sent you. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and Views in the afternoon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, that's 334-272-9228. Now, I want to go to, an unknown to me until this morning. This fella's name is Adam Morgan. He's running for Congress in the great state of South Carolina. And he's the chairman of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. And a video of him has gone a bit viral. This is within the South Carolina House, I believe, the South Carolina Legislature. And this exchange shows why I think this guy, Adam Morgan, is a rising star. Let's listen in together.
The pressure in here in Columbia is for me to not even vote red on the board. Y'all might not know this. A dark money entity that was created on Tuesday, the day after we voted for this, I went home and a attack piece went out in my whole district about the fact that I voted for this. I get that the people in Columbia, that the lobby wants me to either not vote or to vote green on this, but my constituents want me to vote red, and they want their tax money spent on core government functions.
Okay, I love what he's saying so far, but I know what Eddie would be saying right now. Nerd alert! Nerd alert! Let's keep going.
On their roads, on their schools. That's what they want their money spent on. So, they don't want us in here trying to play this government planning thing where we and our bureaus can figure out where the jobs should be, who should be employed, how much money should be allocated where in the private sector. It never works. It's socialism. It's never worked anywhere before. So what are we doing trying to do it here?
But wait, would you consider the fact that South Carolina's track record on bringing major projects into this state has a winning record, and therefore, again, commerce should be listened to rather than those people back in your district that may not have ever brokered a deal, may not understand what it means of being a project, may not understand economic incentives. So what you're suggesting is we should listen to the people back home in your district rather than the people at commerce that have been successful at bringing these mega deals to South Carolina.
Mr. Rutherford, I don't think that you could have espoused a philosophy that disagrees more fundamentally than me. I completely disagree with you, and I think that you believe what you just said. But no, I 100% am going to listen to the people back home who I represent in this house. And you should listen to the 40,000 people in your area and not the bureaucrats at Commerce and not the lobbyists and not the multi-billion dollar international corporations. You should listen to your constituents like I am. So yes, I will always fall back on the common sense of the wonderful people from Taylor's and Greenville Eastside far more than I will ever listen to unelected bureaucrats, other representatives in here who have been here for far too long and have maybe managed a whole lot of these deals, and far more than I will ever listen to any member out there.
Wow. Well, it's not just Alabama where you get those sorts of fights, folks, and fascinating exchange there. So, yeah, but what if the people I represent are too stupid to understand? Well, and this, you know, it's a guaranteed, jobs program. We're going to really get something well for the state. You got to, you know, deal with the elite or making, you know, deals for themselves. And then everybody else can get the second, third order effects. And everything will be fine and dandy, right? Yeah, right. Fine and dandy. This is part of the program brought to you by, again, Dylan Rings. And don't forget, folks, for the celebration of Josh Ryder's 50th birthday, they have 50% off on 50% of their inventory for 50% of the month of March. That means that sale ends on Saturday. So I suggest you get there today at 119 Brown Springs Road. If you can't get there today, you should probably get there tomorrow. Again, 119 Brown Springs Road. And if you want to look on your phone real quick, you can just search Dylan Rings on Facebook or on Instagram, and you can see some of these amazing items, amazing jewelry pieces for 50% off. Really, really amazing deal. It's to celebrate, commemorate the big 5-0 for Josh Ryder over there. And of course, Josh and Leslie Ryder have created not just a shop with great inventory with wonderful discounts. They also have created a full service jewelry shop. That means if you need repairs done, if you need custom design work done, whether you're updating an old piece of jewelry or you're wanting to create something just out of your imagination, well, Josh Ryder can make it a reality. They also do, you know, stone resetting, spa treatments. They really can, do it all there at Dylan Rings. Again, folks, it's the pollen. It's the pollen. So check them out today. Again, 119 Brown Springs Road. You don't want to miss out on this 50% off sale in Saturday. So get by Dylan Rings and be sure to tell Josh Ryder, hey, happy birthday, man. More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 68, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Well, hi, everybody. Let that nice warming trend begin. In fact, today will be pretty comfortable with a high temperature in the lower 70s. That's close to normal, mostly sunny skies. Then partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. More sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. We'll be near 80 Thursday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms returns to the forecast by late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms widespread on Friday. Locally heavy rain. And the risk of rain continues over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Now, well, I still have time. I'm going to share this from the desk of Jonathan Turley. It's an essay wrote called Nightmare Scenario, How a Trump Trial Could Now Run Up to or Through the 2024 Election. This trial will not yield to the election cycle. Those words of U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan last year made clear that she will not consider that Donald Trump will likely be the 2024 Republican presidential nominee in setting the schedule for his federal trial in Washington, D.C. Most recently, in the federal prosecution in Florida, special counsel Jack Smith declared he will no longer consider himself bound by the Justice Department's long-standing policy of not bringing charges or holding trials of candidates close to an election. with the Supreme Court reviewing the immunity question and a decision not expected until June, a nightmare scenario is unfolding in which Trump could be tried not just before the general election, but actually through November's election. Chutkan has insisted that her refusal to consider Trump's candidacy is simply denying special treatment to the former president. But there is nothing typical about how she and others have handled the case. And this is from Jonathan Turley. The fact that Chutkan was pushing for a March trial date shows just how extraordinary her handling has been. In the D.C. courts, with thousands of stacked-up cases, that would be a rocket docket for a complex case of this kind. When there are roughly 770,000 pending cases in roughly 100 district courts around the country, the backlog of pending criminal cases in the federal court system increased by more than a quarter in the last 5 years. Even when defendants plead guilty, criminal cases average 10 months. If a trial is needed, it runs on average to 2 years, absent serious complications over classified or privileged material. Smith indicted Trump less than a year ago. At every juncture, Smith has tried to expedite and spur the case along. This has included an attempt to cut off standard appellate options for Trump. It seems as if the entire point is to try Trump before the election. Smith has offered no reason other than he wants voters to consider the outcome of the trial. It is a rare acknowledgement of a desire for a trial to become a factor in an election. I'm sorry, you cannot say, hey, I'm not doing this. I don't care about the election cycle because I don't want special treatment. When you have the prosecutor literally saying, I want to do this trial to affect the election. And Judge Chutkan, sadly, it's not just the prosecution, has shown the same determination, according to Jonathan Turley. The judge was criticized for comments she made before any charges were brought that strongly suggested she thought Trump should be criminally charged. Chutkan told one defendant that he showed, quote, blind loyalty to one person who, by the way, remains free to this day. In another case, Chutkan told the defendant that it was unfair that he might go to prison, but that the architects of that horrific event will likely never be charged. When asked to recuse herself, Chutkan denied the clear implication of her own words. She insisted that she has not expressly stated that President Trump should be prosecuted and imprisoned. And the defense does not cite any instance of the court ever uttering those words or anything similar. Mm-hmm. Of course, neither the court nor the prosecutor seem willing to apply a similarly deferential view of the meaning of Trump's words within the context of the case. There, the implications are sufficient for that one person described earlier by the court. And the judge, Chutkan, is now reportedly telling parties in other cases that she will be out of the country in August and that defendants will have to delay any proceedings in light of her plans unless she can try Trump. She told lawyers that she will stick with her schedule unless I'm in trial in another matter that has not yet returned to my calendar. Wow. Let's go to line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Ethel.
Hey, Ethel.
I just wanted to say a couple of things. Do you remember when the election in 2020, it was before the election, and Biden was having a press conference, and he said, we have devised the most detailed cheating of any election ever.
Or something to that effect, yeah.
Yes, that is what he said. And then he had another press conference, and he said, we are going to keep Trump very busy. It'll all be legal, but he's going to be busy and won't be able to run for president. So it's all planned by the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. This is a huge tactic that's about the election, as they deny it being about politics. Goodness gracious.
And, you know, talking about what Biden has done. What Biden has done for illegal is criminal because he has basically abandoned Americans. And if I had anything to say to any voter, why should you vote for Trump? It's because it isn't about you. It's about illegals. And the hundreds of billions of dollars that he has given them when we have Americans that need help and nowhere to be found.
I appreciate the call, Ethel. It's a shame that where our country is these days. It really is.
It is. Have a blessed one.
You too. God bless.
272-9228. Continue on here with Jonathan Turley. He says, the Trump trials are troubling precisely because they are being handled differently because of who the defendant is. No one can seriously suggest that Judge Chutkan would be moving other cases or canceling trips in order to shoehorn them into the calendar this year if it were not for the election in the name of the defendant. Such cases are, after all, notorious for taking years to work out complicated pretrial matters. Most citizens already see that reality. State prosecutors in New York and Georgia waited for years to charge Trump, then pushed to expedite those schedules in order to try him before the election. That brings us back to Judge Chutkan's pledge to not yield to the election cycle. Yet the expedited effort of the court seems clearly motivated by the election cycle. She and Smith are depending on the election cycle as they struggle to pull Trump into court at the height of a presidential campaign. It is a schedule conceived for the quote-unquote one person described by Chutkan in the earlier cases. As the calendar continues to shrink, claims of blind justice increasingly look like the blind pursuit of a specific person.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now, as usual, we have Ray Bowles from Bravo Carpet on the line. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Well, I'm sitting in the office patiently waiting on Angie to call so we can go look for a dryer.
Okay, you need to, you're in the market for a new dryer.
Yeah, mistake for me. I did not go to Cohen's. I know.
Yeah, I was about to say. Come on, man.
Everything else in the house came from Cohen's except for the washer dryer. Well, it's not even 2 years old, and I'm going to go out to Cohen's and get me a good washer dryer.
Yeah, he can set you up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Mistake for me. It was my fault. I know not to buy appliances from anybody but Cohen's, and I did it. Oh, I'll save a dollar.
Mm-mm.
And I preach it every day. Don't go to the big box and try to save a dollar. It's going to cost you 20.
Exactly right. You got to go with quality and value, not just the almighty dollar.
Our prices will match the big box stores every single time if y'all just give us an opportunity. And we're not going to lie to you and say, hey, we're going to install it for free. Because they're not.
Right.
They're paying somebody to do that. Look at the bottom line towards our bottom line. And we're going to beat them 90% of the time if we're going same product, same product.
Folks,
so if you're in the market for the floor, don't make a Ray Bowles mistake and go to the big box store, because then you're going to be doing the drive of shame to the next store.
Well, and this is why, folks, you got to go with great local small business, family-owned small business. That's so many of our sponsors, especially Prattville Carpet. That number, 285-8117. Call 285-8117. Ask for a free in-home measurement so you can get all set up on your resurface job. And be sure also when you call to tell them you heard Ray here on the radio with that Joey fella.
And tomorrow, I should be able to ask fun. I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
I'm flying out at 7 and flying back in at 10.
Ooh.
So, yeah, long day for me tomorrow, but I'd like to sleep in my own bed. I do not want to sleep in a hotel.
Well, good luck with all that, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Again, that's Ray Bowles, Prattville Carpet. Called today. Let's go to Papa B.
Papa B.
You know what amazes me about Jonathan Turley is I wonder how long it has taken him to come to the light. Why does it take so long for folks to come to the conclusion, the rightful conclusion and the only conclusion that he's come to? I'm kind of perplexed by that, Joey, just a little bit, because if I'm not mistaken, he was one of the ones that was, you know, in the gallery saying, oh, something's trouble here, oh, better watch out for that. Not understanding or even having a clue that, hey, wait a minute, all of these are not about law or justice. It's all about election interference. It's about Trump.
Exactly.
So it just hasn't taken me very long. Maybe I've just seen enough of the myth.
Well, you can come to the conclusion that it's all about getting Trump, it's about the election, but also say, hey, watch out. They're pretty serious about it. It looks like they're not stopping.
Well, yeah, of course. They're not going to stop. If they could take the man to the hangman's noose, they would do it.
Yep.
Okay? That's just how much animus they have toward him. The only thing I was hoped for, though, is that when Jonathan Turley puts an article like that out, maybe, just maybe, there are just a few more people that finally take a serious look at it and say, you know what, he's got a point. And I guess it does break it down in a fashion that it's hard to argue with. So, right. As these people do come to terms with the fact that we have corruption in our judicial system, not just in the DOJ, but in the court system as well, and I don't know.
Maybe people start to see that all that corruption and slowness and rot in the judicial system has to do with letting a government have a monopoly over it. But that's just me.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What a shock.
Well, good show. I enjoyed it. So hope you have a good one. I'll hopefully talk to you tomorrow, buddy boy.
Thanks, Papa B. 272-9228. So did we learn anything today, folks? Yeah, we learned a few things. We're stuck in a pretty difficult situation. Damned if we do, damned if we don't. It does feel like folks are reliant on these systems that they know are rotten, but we're reliant. Better word is dependent. And it really is just it's a sad thing. I mean, and we also learned today that, and it's still continuing to be top of the page there at 1819 News, it's going national. Now, it's been going national on social media. This Huntsville father calling out a butch-coded space queer. Not his words. This is the words of this fella, born a male, claiming to be otherwise. And is part of the girls' dorm. This father has a daughter that was going to go to space camp. And he said, not so fast. The heck is going on there in y'all's dorms? That story, again, now gone viral, gone national. We also, I didn't get to this today, but it's not just the LA Times that just shut down their printing presses and kicked out a lot of people. I think that sports site, Deadspin, and they accused that young Chiefs fan of blackface or whatever. It wasn't just that. I think it's just people are tired of their coverage. They've closed shop. They were bought out by somebody, and nobody is going to be retained. This is a little bit different than those two, but it's in the same vein. From the Montgomery Advertiser, they report, the Montgomery Advertiser's Riverfront Production Facility, which handles the daily printing and packaging of the Advertiser and other publications, will close in May. The Advertiser and its parent company, Gannett, announced the plant closure to production staff Tuesday. The Advertiser's news staff will continue to cover the community from new offices. So, that's interesting. End of an era, for certain. Hey, I got to get out of here, though. Appreciate all the love online and all the calls here in this last hour. Greg Budo on Happy Hour. Well, he's next.